Hey, what's up, Bingers?
Bingers.
In case you hadn't heard, we're currently running our first ever Indiegogo campaign for Better Call Binge, an animated series featuring the OG3 and some of your favorite Binge Media bits and segments. In order to make this project happen, we need your help. Only you can be a part of Binge Media's first ever animated production. Check it out at bingemedia.net/bettercallbinge or search for Better Call Binge at indiegogo.com to view the trailer, learn more, and donate. We have tons of great perks, from Binge Media swag to guest hosting a binge cast to even having your own animated cameo in the series. So what are you waiting for? Check out the campaign today and don't miss out on becoming a part of Binge Media history with Better Call Binge, the animated series. Go to bingemedia.net/bettercallbinge or search for Better Call Binge at indiegogo.com. And now, on to the show.
You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, a BingeCast commentary.
Binge Media Fantasy Movie League wrap up for what is this, July already? Fuck.
God damn. Dude, it's crazy.
July 2017. You just heard him. Kupka's here. PJ's off. I think he's golfing somewhere. I don't know where he is, but I believe he's on a golf course somewhere enjoying himself. So, yeah, he will not be here for this iteration of the show, but that works out. I missed the last one, so all is well. Kupka, lot of interesting stuff going on as we record this. San Diego Comic-Con's going on. Possibly some early research for next year is happening. A lot of movement in the league, as always. Where do we stand?
I have no idea what you're talking about. yeah, so I haven't paid a lick of attention to Comic-Con just because I don't care anymore. That part of me is gone and departed. Like, I look for the after effects. Here's a photo gallery of toys. Here's a photo gallery of photos. Here's a photo gallery of cosplay. And the news will trickle into my news feed here and there, and I'll choose to ignore it or accept it. Yep. In terms of box office for next year, there's some things coming out that, you know, it's never too early, as they say.
Well, all I'm saying is, and this is a possible spoiler for tomorrow's binge cast, but there may or may not be a trailer for Ready Player One. So, just saying. Some people may want to pay attention to that. So we'll see.
Interesting. Yeah. That has not been brought to my attention yet.
I'm sure it hasn't. Sure, it hasn't, but it is now. So there you go.
Ooh,
Very interesting.
That's
Yeah.
I'm gonna file that one away in my something to think about bin.
Sure.
And by the time you folks listen to this, that may have already been decided. We don't know. Yeah. Well, you will.
There you go.
But
yeah, so we're recording this. It's Dunkirk weekend. Obviously, it's a weekend I've been looking forward to for a long time. Again, spoiler alert for the binge cast, you may hear something about that this week. July, I mean, in terms of just movie quality, I've had a great 4-week run. Like, I've seen a good to great movie every weekend for the past 4 weeks, including this weekend. In terms of just movie quality, you know, we're doing pretty well. The box office is a little bit funky, though. I don't really know what to think about any of this shit anymore, frankly.
This is the pain of having... If Atomic Blonde is half as good as I hope it is, it'll be a perfect month. Mm. And with the perfect month, you have one and dones. Surprisingly enough, Spider-Man may be out of the top five after only 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, that's not supposed to happen. War for the Planet of the Apes is probably already out of the top five.
Now, that's upsetting, because that movie's better than that deserves, but whatever.
It is. So with Friday estimates, it's sitting at number five right now.
God damn it.
It may hold there, but 2 weeks goes from one to five because of Dunkirk, Girls Trip, and even the flopping Valerian, which was assumed and was probably going to happen regardless. But, a shitty movie ahead of Spider-Man right now. Spider-Man could finish third this week, or Planet of the Apes could finish third. Planet of the Apes could... it needs some legs, because that's a good goddamn movie.
Yeah, it really does, man. I mean, I know you and I went back and forth about it a bit, but that's the kind of blockbuster I want to see more of. You know, shit that's going to take some chances, not have, like, an easy answer to anything. Just complicated stories for you know, mature people. Not even adults, just, like, you know, trust your audience to be able to comprehend something more than just stabby stab, fighty fight, and explosion, you know?
Yeah, it was brought up on the BingeCast how they mentioned, you know, the intro title crawl with the, you know, Rise and Dawn and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
But I thought it was good so that people who hadn't seen it, I mean, you're caught up at that point. I mean, it really is a standalone movie with that added to it.
Right.
I didn't need to know, see anything else to know. Like, okay, this dude, okay, I'm good.
Right.
But I can, you know, still see the complaint, but I think they're crazy.
I would agree.
So Dunkirk weekend, like you said, War for Planet of the Apes followed by Dunkirk. Two very kind of serious films.
Yeah.
Don't see that too often in taking, you know, top spot and making some bank. I mean, they're both over $50 million opening weekends.
Yeah. You know, Dunkirk being, you know, Christopher Nolan movie. It's definitely an original film. I mean, obviously, there's another Dunkirk from 1958, but it's not really the same movie at all. You know, and War for the Planet of the Apes, obviously, it's a sequel of a second prequel. but those films feel independent enough from the old ones that I think those are a different animal altogether. Not put too fine a point on it, but I don't know, man. For me, I want to see more blockbuster movies like these two films. I'm very interested to see whether or not Dunkirk is going to do anything. You know, I think the big push with this is you've never seen anything like this on the big screen before, right? Like, they're really trying to push that experience of getting people out of the house to go and actually watch this thing and pay to see it on a big screen. And I'm not saying that they're wrong for doing that, but it does prove that a film like that is very hard to sell. And it's the reason why, you know, a studio isn't necessarily welcoming that kind of thing every week. It'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, if Dunkirk, if it occupies the same space as Planet of the Apes and Spider-Man and all that stuff, then it's going to drop instantly. However, if it decides, if the audience decides that this is a different thing and, you know, they're going to see this movie over, I don't know, some dramas and things like that, I think that's where its legs will come from. But
yeah, it definitely needs them, because it's an experience for sure. Yeah. And from everything that has been discussed both on our shows as well as elsewhere, is 70mm seems to be the way to go.
Yeah.
From a viewing perspective. So hopefully get a chance to do that myself. We shall see.
Yeah, for sure. So just joining us now on the show is fucking Pete MC.
What's up, what's up?
What's going on, sir?
Nothing.
Long time no talk.
I know, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
how you been?
I'm good. I'm in 20th place.
Wonderful.
There you go. Hey, top 20 overall ain't bad. It's,
I know. Hey, I'm all the way down at the bottom, but I'm in the top 20.
It's better than
baseball
some of us
standards. In baseball standards, you're batting 300, and that's good. So
all right, nice.
I was just about to bring up, before you kindly joined us, the fact that I talked some shit after we recorded our last show and made some highlights in the, around the league as to those that I felt were on their way out of contention in the league. And some of you, rightly so. Others do have late season points, but I did it mostly because I want to see the movements and where you guys would be about a month later. Now, have you guys paid attention to any of that at all on the sheet?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I saw your post.
Yeah.
Called out.
I don't call anybody. I don't know what you're talking about. See, and you're actually a. I think you're actually one of those that needs to be unhighlighted now. You're at 620 points as of before scoring this weekend, and I think I can remove your you from being the shit on list. So,
now, how far have you looked into this scoring? Have you done till December?
No. I mean, there's a way to do it to easily eliminate it, and that's the one, and that's kind of why I threw in there for all of the listeners is the no more points available highlight, just to let you know, hey, this guy's done. Like, you're now that makes it real, I think, for the players, is when they see that and going, oh shit, I got three guys left, what movies are they in, oh shit, that's not enough time. Like, you know, when your movie Star Wars episode eight, if it was episode three, it might it'll still make money. You know, episode eight is going to get 30 points, but that's it.
That's it.
You know, that kind of thing. So when you're down to just those.
And they'll get a Rotten Tomatoes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They'll get the Rotten Tomatoes and whatnot. But, you know, just in terms of box office.
Yeah.
But.
My Paddington fucking got pushed. Do you see that?
Did see that.
Paddington's like now happened. Fucking 2018 now, you fucking piece of shit bear.
this is why I'm glad you're here. We get to hear the a different side of the game.
I check my list every week at least.
Good.
Just to fucking make sure. Because I think I emailed you guys twice with the two Paddington updates saying, hey, these two people are in Paddington. And then a week later, Paddington's not in 2017 anymore. So where I thought I was getting, you know, two sets of new points, I was getting zero.
Oh.
Yeah.
So for anyone banking on Paddington 2, we're looking at a January 12th, 2018 release now.
You poor bastard.
That fucking bear. That fucking Brit.
Let's see, how many people?
Oh,
how
many people chose Paddington?
Yeah, horrible. What else has been going on that you guys have seen in and around the shit-talking or scoring in general? Anything interesting you'd like to discuss or point out?
Yeah, I don't think that I'm coming back. I think I'm out of it this year. I know that you didn't completely write my team off, but I don't see it happening. Unless, like, I guess maybe if Dunkirk sticks around for 10 weeks, maybe. But I don't know. The Stanley points just did not do what they were doing for people last year for me this year.
We still got one movie left with Stanley points, or should be anyway, so.
It's true, but I just don't think it's going to make up the difference. I'm in 6th or 7th in my division, I believe. Hold on.
Currently 7th.
Yeah, and I was 6th last week. I think I'm too far gone. I don't see it coming back.
It's
possible. I'm gonna have to cover a little under 3. Yeah, about 250 points just to get to first place. I just don't see 250 points left on the board for me.
And that's what this month is doing. If I was looking at movies points, Spider-Man right now has 24 points, not with this week's scoring. If it gets fourth place, it'll have 30 points after 3 weeks. It's not getting a 50-point mark.
I can't believe that it was out after week two. I mean, like, it was up again. It's unbelievable.
I think we've, you know, reached the kind of benchmark in the movie scoring anyway, that you want at least 50. I think this has been solidified, and months like this where you got blockbuster, 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 or mediocre, 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 this is what's going to happen in October too, because you're going to have, you know, not such strong releases coming out right one right after the other, or a little, you know, more indie style movies, not as commercially friendly.
Yeah.
Same type of thing.
Fucking Apes had balls second week, and they fucking came through. I was shocked by that.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah, nothing else super surprising. I mean, you know, we went, I don't know, nothing really jumps out at me. I mean, you know, just looking at the divisions right now, I mean, my division, you know, Julian and Reed are still at the top. I think it's over. For sure. I just have to, you know, accept that next year's research starts today. So
this is good. This is good to hear. That means we could put more on you for the development of the answers to the games come the end of the season for the second round.
Oh, sure. The creator of Stupid Comments. I'm sure everybody will be happy with that.
Well, Stupid Comments doesn't exist anymore. Do you have that much data stored that you can still play the game?
Oh, so just for knowing...
did that thing that happened.
So I have the entire IMDb repository as of February 2017. I have their entire SQL database. And then I also happen to know that there's a separate website that was opened where somebody took all that data and imported it, and there is now a new Movie Central forum that is the IMDb forums that's been continuing. I just got to get the web address, but that's still out there. So Stupid Comments is not dead. It's definitely going to come back.
Oh, that is amazing, sir. That makes me smile.
Yeah.
So good. Let's, next week is Atomic Blonde. You guys interested in that at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
Enough to get you out there or no?
Yeah, I think
AMG.
So.
AMG.
Yeah. I'll be going.
Yeah.
Just, you're going to theater for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a theater one for me.
It's, I don't know. See, it's the theater experience, man. It's that goddamn sound where a movie like that needs to be seen in that type of setup. And that's, they're pushing the fucking technology with these explosive films, and we're lucky enough right now that they're actually fucking good. Now, what happens down the line, and oversaturation is shit, just to be the sake of loud, a la Transformers,
right?
Remains to be seen. But loving this month. Loving this fucking month.
Yeah.
Let's look into August. Let's see what's coming out around then.
How often do you do the points? Like, is it a certain day you guys do it, or it's whenever you guys are available to do it?
For box office?
Yeah, when you guys update the spreadsheet and stuff. Is there like a day where I could look and it will be updated? Or
I'm usually doing it on Sunday afternoon as soon as Box Office Mojo is updated. So Sunday afternoon each week. The magazine covers try to do once a month, once every other month, depending. Mm-hmm.
Is it often that those Sunday numbers differ when Monday comes around?
You know, it's actually not then. It's not until the next week when I look back to just verify that, because Box Office Mojo lists this week and last week.
Okay.
And sometimes there will be some shifts. There have been quite a few, but it's only 1 point difference.
Gotcha.
So you really don't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're really paying attention. That was a lot of release. First week in August, we have The Dark Tower at 95 minutes long.
I have no interest.
Everything I've heard about that movie already sounds like Damage Control.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So hopefully nobody's got any points banked on that film. Trailer I saw today, which had no idea what the fuck this movie was about, just knowing who was directing it had me interested. A little film called Detroit. Mm-hmm. You guys seen the trailer for this?
Yeah. John Boyega, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
But it's basically, a little blurb on IMDb is, amidst the chaos of the Detroit Rebellion, when the city is under curfew and as the Michigan National Guard patrol the streets, three young African-American men were murdered at the Elders Motel. And it's basically Boyega's playing a guy that they're trying to, you know, possibly set up for the rap. And just the writing and everything that was going on at the time. I, again, kind of this historical piece. I know nothing about this, so... You know, looking into it may make it more interesting for some folks out there. But it looks good. It looks like it's going to also look good. What do you guys feel about Kathryn Bigelow? Do you like her style?
I love Hurt Locker, man.
Yeah.
I do love that movie. And what was the other one she did? Was it Zero Dark Thirty? Was that her?
Yeah.
I didn't really care for that one.
No?
What
about Point Break?
Well, yeah.
Point Break, I love, but I don't think that really shows her skills as a filmmaker.
Oh, yeah. I disagree, sir. That movie has everything.
I do. Oh, come on now. The only thing great about Point Break is the commentary by Jim Law and Alex.
You're really underselling Point Break right now, but it's fine. It's fine. Didn't
Wait, what was that, Cupcake? Did you say you're not going to lie?
No, I said shut up.
No. Sounded like you said you're not gonna lie.
Yeah, I really like Point Break, and I really like Near Dark. I'm not a big fan of Hurt Locker or the Zero Dark Thirty, but I get it.
Is it about it that you're not a fan of?
I don't like Zero Dark Thirty because I just feel like it's aimless, and it's very politically motivated. I just don't think that it's a particularly good story, and I think it sort of shoehorns in the whole, you know, this woman did this look thing.
How do you feel about her visual style?
It's okay. I don't have much of a... I don't get much of a sense of it from either of those movies. I think she has way more visual style in Near Dark and Point Break, to be completely honest with you. Like, I just think that's a different... I don't really... Hurt Locker to me is okay, but it seems like... I really like the opening to Hurt Locker, and then the rest of the movie doesn't quite do anything for me. So I actually think that her older movies are a better representation of what she does well. But.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Nothing else that week. Then we get Annabelle Creation. Anybody interested in that?
I haven't even seen the first one. I guess I'm guessing this is a prequel to Annabelle, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm not sure. I don't care right now.
However, the Ouija prequel was really good.
Yes, it was. I was surprised at that.
I never saw Ouija.
Me either. Hence the argument between Ammon and myself.
But I did see the, what was it? Ouija Origins? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I completely agree with you. I love the visual aspect of it. It looked like it was made in like the 70s. It had a good story behind it. It was pretty fucking good.
I don't know how well this is going to go, but...
I don't know. Also have The Nut Job 2.
Oh, finally.
It'll probably, well, it's between that and Annabelle for that weekend.
Ugh, probably.
You got high school kids for Annabelle, and you got younger kids and their parents for Nut Job too. So
you're a nut job.
Good one.
Thanks, Nut Jax.
But I think it's going to be close between Annabelle and Nut Job too. I think for that weekend.
Probably Nut Job 2 will probably get it because it's the first kids movie in a while.
Yeah. And it's a sequel.
It is a sequel.
You're a sequel.
Following week, good one. Following week is
Jack. You see the Trip to Spain's coming out. You always campaign the trip.
Yeah, I love those. I'll
that's that weekend out. Too. But that ain't gonna do jack shit.
I mean, for me is just like I will watch it immediately on AMG. So
guaranteed. Yeah. All right, good, Kapka.
Hitman's Bodyguard. Following week, I don't know that I've seen the trailer for that yet, but I haven't heard much buzz about it.
I've seen the trailer.
Surprisingly looks kind of good.
Yeah, I think it's
It looks like it won't be terrible, put it that way.
It's not going to be terrible, but it's something we probably have seen before. Yeah. Jokes, joke-wise, action-wise, that's pretty much it.
Right.
But it's got Gary Oldman in it, so.
Yeah, I'll be there for sure. I love me some Gary Oldman. And Ryan Reynolds and Sam Jackson and Selma Hayek's twins. So it'll be a good good little film to take
Selma
in.
Selma and Hayek?
Yeah, Selma and Hayek. But, like, there's shit the following week. You get All Saints.
Yeah, I see this.
And Polaroid. Oof. Like, August is dog shit.
Yeah, and Tulip Fever, I think, has been released in several cities already. So this must be the wide, because I think there's been a PNMC about Tulip Fever already.
Okay.
So I think this has been just kind of like batting around release dates, so that can't be good.
The Hitman's Bodyguard is banking on money of a three-week lull in anything worth seeing. Because I'm not going to go to the theater August 4th for Detroit or Dark Tower. Yeah. Both of those are AMG. I never saw Annabelle. Not going. Trip to Spain again. First time it hits AMG. So a couple weeks, and yeah, I want to go to the movies again. Oh, hey, look. Hitman's Bodyguard.
Mm. That's going to ride out to September 8th.
You think it'll wait till September 8th? I don't know.
What's September 8th?
Well, so there's nothing listed for our Labor Day weekend.
Hmm. That's strange.
Labor Day weekend. Because that would be... Yeah, because that should be the first, second, third. Because September 8th is when it comes out. And yes, it will be number one at the box office.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be... There's nothing else that day.
What trailers have you guys seen recently, especially since kind of saw random.
Oh, we did today. A trailer roundup. On
I did a trailer roundup.
We did. We talked a little bit about The Disaster Artist.
Oh, I did not see that trailer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we're both pretty hyped for it. You know, it looks awesome. I hope that a studio picks it up and tells us when the fuck it's coming out sooner rather than later.
Nice. Did you guys get a trailer for Alpha before Dunkirk?
No.
No.
Interesting.
Oh, I only got Kingsman and Geostorm.
Hold on. Is Alpha the prehistoric survival movie?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I haven't seen a trailer, but it sounds cool.
I'd be really interested to see or to hear your thoughts on the trailer. I think I'm going to have a problem with the main character just by his look.
Yeah.
Oh, the Cody guy?
Yeah. He just looks, and I know he's supposed to look younger, but I don't know. There's something about him. I don't know. I just don't know if it. I can watch him on the big screen.
He looks too young, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. American Assassin. You see that new Michael Keaton flick coming out?
American. No.
Where he plays like a badass.
No.
I didn't. I've seen like stills. I think I haven't seen a trailer.
It looks pretty fucking fantastic.
Huh. All right.
Yeah, there's
September's looking good.
September, well, yeah, it's like they're taking a break in August. And then, August, you know, gives people the alternative to go check out a good flick in case you don't want to watch football like some of us.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Oh, is that me?
and me.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hey, what do you guys think about Flatliners? Have you seen a trailer for it? I'm sure you have at this point.
Yeah, I got no interest in that.
Yeah. Have you seen the original?
Yep.
No interest.
They're going different, right? From what I remember, it's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, it's just a weird one, man. Like, who fucking... who cares enough about that fucking concept to do that now, you know? I mean, it's pretty clear that they're trying to pick up on the Inception crowd, you know? But I don't think that's going to work. I don't think that's going to go over well. And it seems like super fucking millennial bullshit. Like, it just looks fucking stupid.
I agree. Yeah. Kingsman at Elf. Yeah, September's pretty good. Kingsman I'm really super fucking stoked for.
Yeah.
I think I've actually watched the original four or five times at this point.
Yeah, it tends to be one of those that I throw on more than I realize. It's pretty solid, man.
I just watched it a couple weeks ago. I think I'll watch it again right before the movie comes out, too.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's going to be an interesting run up until the end of the year here. I think it's going to start getting a lot closer.
Yeah.
As people's actors dry up their resume for the year.
And how do you feel about people that have majority of extras versus majority of A-list, B-list, well-known actors? How do you see a difference there? Do you see how do you see how that's working come later years? What's the route to take?
It's all going to depend. And it depends, man. you know, it depends on the resume. It really does. You know, yeah. You may have a year where the max is only like three different movies and they're not good movies. You know, it'll be interesting. But until that trend breaks where one guy's, you know, getting his shit on every, you know, at least six, seven movies that are going to make some cash.
Yeah.
They're still going to be on there. It's not as lopsided as people think it is, but you know, it definitely helps you.
No, Michelle, my wife, has all A-list except for one, and she's in third.
You know, maybe there might be something to be said for it this year. It's also about the combination, you know. People who some of those that did pick big names, particularly Dwayne Johnson, kind of speaking of which, have you seen the Jumanji trailer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay or nay?
Nay. And
do you think it's going to capture an audience?
Yes.
I think it's going to capture an audience, and I'm optimistic about it. I don't think it's going to be good, but that trailer looked better than I thought it would, so.
It bothered me that it was a video game, not a board game.
That's a big, I don't really fucking understand why we need to do that, but.
Once I saw that, I'm like, come on.
I just think
what's the next Jumanji? You going to be an app?
Yeah, don't joke about that. Dude, probably will. but, like, I don't know. For me, I think there's just something with, like, certain celebrities that I really like. I just really like The Rock, and I really like Jack Black. So as much as I fucking hate Kevin Hart, the two of those guys in a movie together, I don't know. I'm willing to give them maybe a little more leeway than someone else. So
you're not jumping to the theater though, right?
No, I don't think so. If this got decent enough this word could be of a mouth, sleeper. This may be an AMG edition. Put it that way.
This could be a sleeper with some legs.
Maybe. I mean, Baywatch.
Because
was,
when I saw the combination of actors and the concept, you know, of what goes on, I don't know. I think it's going to get a good family audience.
Oh, dude. And the audience is definitely there. They're talking about making this guy the next president.
Yeah, it's true.
So
I think it'll do well. I just don't think our generation, our age group, is going to go seek this out.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we'll see. I forget what that opens up against.
Isn't it what right? Is am I crazy or is it right near Star Wars?
I thought it was right near, not Star Wars, but
I got it right here. Pitch Perfect 3.
Oh, okay.
And it's the week after Star Wars.
No, that's what it is. Okay. That's what it is. Yeah, there's like 0 points there basically because it opens so late. That's what sucks about
that. Yeah, 22nd, yeah.
And funny enough, on IMDb right now, it has dropped 36 places in popularity to number 42.
Hmm.
But I'm sure that's only because other things are more popular because it's current.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
So, you know, we've talked quite a bit about, you know, current stats and everything else. We pretty much do that every episode. But I actually wanted to bring up a couple of details about the general rules of the league and how things have been going this year. Because you know, where are we at the halfway mark, or maybe a little bit past the halfway mark now?
We are.
So obviously, you know, we made big changes. People were pretty happy with it right off the hop. How do you guys feel about, like, the way the league's been going? I mean, Pete, you're kind of, obviously this is your first time on this particular show, but, you know, we typically talk quite a bit about the stats, the standings, upcoming movies, surprises, things that we didn't foresee happening. But from your perspective with, you know, the research that you've done in the past, obviously you're a former champion of one of the old formats.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this league? Like, are you glad that it's a little bit more approachable? Are there things that you don't like about it? Like, where do you stand?
I think it's cool that you guys put out a list of the top 100. Yeah. And I think you put them, you didn't put them in any order, which was cool because people still had to do a little bit of research.
No, we did. We did the standard.
Oh, you did?
We did the standard, like, you know, fantasy football pre-ranked, who's – who should be? I think we just did it by how many movies they were in. Not even really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was some sort of ranking to them.
I did my research before that list came out, so I probably may have looked at the list if I didn't get to it right away. So I think the list does help people get involved if they really don't want to do a ton of research. So I think it's a good thing. Especially just to get more people involved.
How about the points in general? Any changes you would make there? Too much? Too little?
What's the magazine cover points?
Jesus Christ, man. You act like you play this game.
I forget. How many
fucking
is that?
Champion doesn't know what the point allocations are. Well, that says
a lot.
None of my actors
get covers because they're uncredited down at the bottom.
Magazine cover gets you 5 points, man.
I think that could be upped.
Okay.
Other than that,
would you say 10?
I'd say 10.
10 for a magazine cover.
We will.
This because will be one of things. It's not every week; it's one time. You know, it's because you're given the box office that number one. That movie gets 10 points every week that they're in number one. So why not up this magazine that's once a month, 10 points? It's not like a daily magazine or...
No, and this is one of the things we reviewed, and if PJ were here, he'd tell us the same thing. It's one of the things that gets reviewed for sure each year to see if it's making an impact. Because we don't want to keep track of... That's why we dropped a couple of the magazine covers, because they weren't making an impact. So now that we get those, you know, kind of that consistency, then it'll be, all right, where is the value? Because we do want to make it as fucking competitive as possible, and that'll be where... It'll benefit you to pick up a named actor as opposed to, you know, the extras that some people like to bitch about continuously because they're fucking lazy, don't like to do work.
Right.
Unlike former champions. So, you know. How about the fresh meter ranking?
I think that's pretty cool because you do need some negative stuff in there.
Well, what about the points? Right now it's 5 points for 90 to 100, 4 and 3. Would you change anything there?
No, I think that's that works out well.
Yeah.
I think there should be more negative stuff, though.
See, that, I was just going to say, so, like, when it comes to negative points and things of that nature, again, the most closely comparable thing that we do is fantasy football, right? So, fantasy football, there are a lot of leagues that are doing away with having a defense because it just isn't very easy to... allocate for them in a way that represents their actual performance on the field, right? Like, there would be situations where the Seattle Seahawks would shut out a team to no touchdowns, but because they held them at, like, goal line stands and stuff and they let up a lot of yards, you get shit points from the defense, which is, like, kind of doesn't make any sense. So the way that they get around that is some leagues will give a defense a standard amount of points to start the match, like, say, 12 points. And then give them plus or minus based on their performance. So if they get a sack, they get plus 0.5 points. If they, you know, hold them under 300 yards, they get plus 5 points or whatever it is. I almost wonder if maybe we should find something like that for the movie category where, like, I don't know, maybe performance versus weeks of release or something. Maybe there's a number there we can kind of siphon from it and create our own stat. I don't know.
Well, what if like a movie gets released and it's number one, but then the next week it drops like to five or higher? Then there's a negative or something.
See, but then you get a month like this where you're that's not bad. I see what's trying to do there. Is it something that we want to be stuck tied to an actor or another arbitrary selection so that it goes every week or every month? Could it be total swing in something? You know, because right now it sounds like we'd have to tie it to an actor or actress or, at, you know, one of the already made categories.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't have an easy answer, but it is something that I've been thinking about, you know, because you're right. Like, having negative points or the opportunity to lose points kind of makes it more exciting somehow. Because, basically because of what I just said, we're halfway through the season, and I would probably at this point bet money on the fact that I'm done, right? So,
right.
If we had a situation where some of the films that, say, Julian has chosen, or some of the actors, if there's an opportunity for negative points there, there's still more people that could be in the race later in the year. You know?
Right.
Just figuring out what that would be like would be tricky.
Or like your movie gets pushed to 2018, you fucking lose 100 points or something.
Did you choose that as your movie?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. All right. Good.
What actor was that?
I think it was two different actors have Paddington 2. It's going to take me a while, so maybe I should talk.
That's fine.
All right,
defensive style scoring, I like that.
I would love it if, like, someone dropped off 100 points because of some... Okay, so Deborah Rock has Paddington 2. Well, doesn't have Paddington, though.
No more, though.
But it would be cool if someone dropped off, like, 50 points because of something. Like, would be pretty cool.
Is it,
But of course, if it's you, you're going to fucking hate it.
Sure.
Well, of course.
You know.
Is there any value to, adding, maybe this is where we kind of, that may be something where we tie in the weekly prediction thing that we've been kind of talking about, too.
Yeah.
Where if you guess and you guess incorrectly, you have the possibility of, you know, losing 10 points. If each one's valued at 1, you can end up as bad as +10, bad as -10, or do we make it, you know, 1.5, or if not 2 points, you know, 20 points a week.
Right.
Because there's a constant fluctuation every week then, and the possibility, like you said, to get negative points.
Yeah. There's definitely something there, something we got to talk about, I think. But,
and speaking of which, I may or may not have found somebody who will help us with our programming woes.
Ah, excellent. All right.
Yes. So apparently, it would only take a couple hours to do. So we're doing something right if it's going to be that easy. But I got to give them access to check out what we're doing here.
Right. So, right. Cool. Cool. All right.
Ross Carter. Ross Carter was the other one that had Paddington too.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
All right. So what else? What are we looking forward to? I mean, is there anything else we got to cover, or are we good here? Because I don't know. There just doesn't seem to be too much action this episode. You know, last week there was a promise, like Spider-Man's coming and all this other stuff. But now we're kind of on autopilot for a little while, I think. Partially because August is going to be just a fucking drag.
Yeah, you get the bombardment of good movie, good movie, good movie. So it's quick in and out. You know, they'll all probably be sitting about 30 points by the end of the month. And then August sucks. So we'll talk about how bad August sucked. Mm. And so tune in for that.
Yeah.
But September will be a goddamn, you know, it's refreshing to have September because August sucked.
Yeah.
Conversation before we start getting into awards and predicting where people are going to wind up, because come September, October, I think we'll have a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I think so. All right, guys. Yeah. Well, rather than keep this long in the tooth, I think we're going to get out of here. So,
sounds good to me.
Pete, thanks for joining, man. Always.
Oh, man, thank you for having me.
Always happy to have you.
And if anybody else has any suggestions or ideas, definitely always let us know. We, here, let's, before we get out of here, let me see if we have any emails. My guess is going to be, fuck those guys. They don't read them anyway.
Probably.
Twitter. Oh, 139 in the inbox. Jesus. Let's see. Twitter. Yep, nope, nobody's emailing us, so
there you cool. Go. All right, going, just before we go, mention it on all the other shows, but Indiegogo only has a couple of days left, so please donate if you can. Find the link on the Binge Media page and on Binge Media Fantasy Movie League page, both on Facebook.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's it.
Get that shit done.
708-406-9546. That's the phone number. Subscribe on Patreon. Review us on iTunes. Follow us wherever you want to follow us. Just don't be weird about it, I guess, is the moral. So, there you go.
You could be weird about it. Just don't let us find out you're being weird about it.
That's such a fucking mixed message. All right. That's it. That's it for me. You're a mixed message. For the club.
So, you're a club.
You are.
Good one.
Thanks, Uncle Jax. Really appreciate it. All right, I'm getting out of here. Peace.
All right.
Later.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on BingeMedia.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I can't get enough of soup.
Bob Odenkirk.